Some of Africans, we run from Africa because of the fire that Europe and America put in our bushes in Africa, in my house in Africa. I find myself in Europe, it's not because I'm too happy to live in Europe. I can speak on this microphone and maybe tomorrow Angela Merkel decided I'll take this guy to Ghana. I go back to Ghana, my country. That's where I come from. But the problem is, are we human beings? If we are human beings, we need the same rights to live everywhere. The wind that we are breathing has no border. The birds in the trees, they're flying everywhere. I think everybody has the right to live everywhere you want to live and travel to everywhere you want to travel. This kind of problem is bringing a big boundary between us, that we cannot come together. But that's what the politicians want. And this is the way they rule you. So we have to stand firm to fight for this fight, for this mass house, no more camp. We have to stop it. We have to stop that because it doesn't help humanity. Let's talk the facts. Let's face humanity law. The nature is there already. Why are we fighting with human beings always trying to put boundaries between white, blue, black, gray, yellow? I mean, it's very pitiful to see this thing happen in Europe. When I was in Africa, I think I'm coming to a very big civilized continent, that's Europe, to learn something good, to take it to Africa, to implement it there. But I come to Europe, I live in Europe, and I realize always of discrimination, police brutalities, injustice, especially when it comes to do with my color, my African color, my black man, as a black man living somewhere. The first thing some police see, or maybe you see on the street first, is black man. So whatever is bad, we put it on him. They take you to court, no justice. Your father is not here, your mother is not here, your families are not here. They judge you anyhow, they want to judge you, they put you in jail the next day, you are there to go to jail. I mean, these kind of things have to stop. Even in the public transport controllers, when they see black man in the street, but the first thing they come is to control the black man. I mean, this kind of things is very shame for Europe. But we don't do this kind of things to you in our continent in Africa when you come to my house in Africa. Why are you doing this to black people? Why? Can you tell me, can somebody tell me the reason why we black people all over the world are facing this problem? Black people did not come here to colonize you. We never colonized you. We never. We never took your gold. We never took your diamond. We never took your cacao, your coffee. We don't take anyone from you. But you are looking everything from Africa. Then you expect Africans to live in Africa? I mean, somebody must hear this message to reach everywhere. This is injustice in the system. And people are dying from the sea, the oceans, to come here because of the bad doer that you have done in Africa. And they come to you, you cannot give them a place to sleep. What the hell is going up with Europe? People travel all over the sea. They spend millions of weeks on the sea. They have to sow their parents' land. They have to sow their mother's land to get money to pay the people in Morocco, in Algeria, in Libya, and you are here, you know all this truth, and the people are coming here, you don't respect them. You have so much money, the money you have is enough. The money you stole from Africa is enough to feed the Africans in Europe. Why are you maltreating Africans here? We cannot take this thing from no Europeans anymore. I am a singer, I am a reggae singer. I stand for the truth. You stole money from Africans, the black poor people. You have developed your city to make them starve where they are. Now they run to you, say, Mr. Brown, please, I am hungry in Africa. I am dying. I have no house to sleep. I have no food on the table. I have no education. Please give me somewhere to stay. Is it a problem? Can somebody understand this reality? My people are dying on the streets here every day. They are sitting by, how do you call it, in the, how do you call this place, Schulinger, by the church building. It's a big disgrace to me. I don't like it. I will never sit there. But they have a reason of sitting down there. And we are all seeing this reality. Am I talking to somebody here to get this message? What is wrong to give them documents to go and work, to pay tax to the government, so the government will have enough money to develop Freiburg? I don't understand this. Please, refugees are not here to beg you for food because they have political problem crisis that you, Europe and Africa, America has caused in Africa. That's why they are running here. Some of them have religion problem. Some of them want to be free like want to be gay. And gay is not accepted in Africa. They chase them from their villages. And they run to here, thinking when he come here, you will give him a food to eat. Some women are there. They are forcing to circumcise them. You understand? And they run away. They come here. You can't give them documents. What your document do for you? But when a person having a document, he can work. You see, many Africans have their children here. They cannot take care of their children. They have to go and make babies because they need documents. Don't blame any African who make baby with you. That is not his mind. He's not ready to make any baby with you. He would like to be free to decide to marry at the right time when he or she wants. But because of the political Europe politics, telling them to go and look for white women in the bar, in the clubs, to make baby, to have documents. Do you think this is the right way to get documents? Please, we are not accepting this law that they brought. We are talking to the government, the authority, to take this thing into consideration, that the Black Lives Matter said, we care for ourselves this time. Even if it has to be a court, we will go. We don't fear court. I don't fear no court. They can give you any wrong judgment there, don't worry. But let the movement go on. Fight for the right cause. Change the system. We didn't ask no white man to come to Africa. They were there. Go to my country in Ghana. Go to my beach. Go to beach in Accra. I'm from Accra. Go to my country in Accra. Go to the beach. You see everybody there. 99% of the people there are white people, not black people. In my land. And we are here. We cannot walk freely. We feel racism everywhere, discrimination everywhere. Even to get a good job to work, you can do. But we are all educated in our countries before we come here. You understand? So please, refugees have the right to live in this country. Please give them documents. Let them go and look for good arbeits. And let them work. Let them pay taxes to develop Freiburg. Freiburg is it's a cultural city, a beautiful city with colorful people, different culture. Why can't you give documents to people to work? Look, there's a lot of work here. Give them paper, let them go and work. And let them take care of their children. Let them also pay to contribute in the help of their children's life. We shouldn't live in a city and telling us that go and look for a white woman in a disco to make baby, to be poor for you to have a document. Are we living in a civilized society? Why should things go this way? Why? Can somebody tell me? So I am urging every woman in Freiburg, if any black man have a child with you, do not blame him. I am talking to every man in Freiburg, if any black lady had a baby with you, do not blame him. Blame your law, blame the authority. And these children also are having problems. These Afghan children also have problems because they are also not considered as white and they are not considered as black. What are they? What are these children? What is the future for them? Please, we need justice in Freiburg. We don't want to divide people in Freiburg. We need one family, one people, one destiny, one aim, one love. Rastafari. Thank you very much. And I love Freiburg so much. Thank you. Before I end up, I want to give you one little addition. Bob Marley said what? He said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets? While we stand aside and look, some say it's just part of the fate. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to see these sons of freedom? All I ever had, redemption song. Redemption song. Thank you very much.